This is episode 10 of the Under Pressure Outdoors podcast, boating and waterway safety. This episode is brought to you by Sportsman Shield, the durable outdoor decal that makes thieves believe your trail camera has a GPS tracking device. Be on their website and get you guys one today. Use offer code UPOutdoors20 at checkout. Capital U, capital P, capital O, and outdoors 20 at checkout to get 20% off your next order. So this week we are headed to the saltwater. We're going to try and catch everything but the coronavirus. Right? Got to self-isolate. So we're going to go over boating and waterway safety.
We're still quarantining this Sunday.
As the whole nation begins to warm up here, you know, it's going to become more popular that people are out in their boats and out on the waterways and personal watercraft and stuff like that. And the first thing to getting in the outdoors and having a good time is being safe about it. So we figured we'd come at you guys this week with some safety tips. And it's, you know, for starters, no matter what size watercraft you're using, I've got a 12-foot John boat. Briar's got a...
How long is your John boat?
14-foot John boat. Yours is 17 feet.
It's a fancy John boat. Yeah, just... one of them rednecks with paychecks down both
sides. So, and we've all taken butter safety course. You got to get that license. It's not required unless your engine is over 10 horses, at least in the state of Florida.
I don't know if that game more.
The regulation states it's not required unless your engine's over 10 horses.
Game more talk to you, any boat.
But,
when you take your butter safety course, it tells you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand, but that game warden we talked to, that real one, talked to, that it was any boat. Yeah.
But in Florida, you can take it for free.
Free.
Pay anything.
There's no reason not to take it anyways.
Right? And you don't, there's no age limit on it.
Yeah.
So
I got mine when I was 13.
So get online, take it. Send you a nice little boater's license, little hard card.
Hard card. Yeah, that's nice. They send it down. Though I lost my wallet. They sent me a new one for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. No, I got mine like 3 days after I took the course, so it showed up in the mail.
Yeah.
Which was cool. But it also offered me like a certificate I could print out and carry it around, so I had it. So the state of Florida also. Never. Huh?
I said, because they always ask. They don't. Anytime I've been stopped by FWC for like a vessel safety check, I'm going to get my boater's license. He's like, oh, yeah, if you got that. They use it. I think they use it. That's one of the ability. They probably use it if they. It's probably like you know what I mean? Like a pretext kind of thing. We'll look around and then, oh, we have other, you know.
You can learn
a lot. Would you have this? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Yeah.
You can learn a lot from that course. And the big thing you learn from that course, especially down here in Florida, running in salt water, is how to read channel markers.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of rivers you run out into the Gulf of Mexico that are full, and I mean slap full of big rocks.
Yeah.
And they will create a bad day for you.
And you know, it's crazy how many people get out on the water and have very obviously absolutely nothing about, you know, any kind of boating safety. Or as you get out on the river and there's people, it's just like a road, you know.
Yeah.
when you're going one direction, you're on the, you know, if you're going south,
stay on the right side of the channel.
Stay on the right side. Stay on the right side of the channel. If you're on the other deck, you stay on the left side of the channel.
You stay on the right side of the channel.
Stay on the right side of the channel. You would be on the right side. That's what I'm saying. If you're going one direction, you stay on the right. If, you know, if you're coming at somebody, you stay on the left. Like,
you stay on your right side.
Yeah.
Just like you drive on the right side of the road,
on the road, yeah. You drive on the right side of the channel.
I can't tell you how many times I've come around corners and, whoa, dude's on the wrong side.
That's in a blind corner, you're supposed to honk your horn.
Yeah. Which isn't going to help, but.
Well, it lets somebody know you're there.
I would say, most of the time you're not going to hear somebody. Like a boat horn, unfortunately, is not loud enough for me to hear your boat horn over my motor
line for you.
Or even but, then.
It, I mean, yeah. There's a lot of other, like, outboards that can be pretty loud too sometimes.
Bless you.
But boat horns are just as little. Yeah. Mimi horns are not.
So you got to stay tuned to the.
Another thing you might have learned about motor safety doors.
Maybe
you gotta have a
throwable.
Over 16 foot. If you're supposed to over 16 foot, you have to have a
throwable.
You
answer?
Have to have flare. If you're
out at night.
And out at night, yeah.
In the salt water. Did you get a flare?
No.
No. I think I've got a
we won't be out at night.
I think I've got a signaling device in my bag.
We don't need one thing to be out at night.
But you gotta have a whistle. You gotta have enough.
Whistle, yeah.
And the biggest thing is.
Well, you have a noise making device. You don't have to have a whistle.
Yeah. It doesn't say necessarily a whistle.
A horn.
Yeah.
An air horn.
Or if you have a boat that has a horn.
But the biggest thing you need, if you take nothing else with you for your own safety, is make sure you have enough life jackets for everybody in the boat.
Absolutely important. Always have more than enough.
And if you're in a small boat, like a small craft, like a 12-foot John boat or a 14-foot John boat, when you're running, although you don't have to, just put it on. Put your life jacket on. Wear your emergency cutoff switch for your motor. Because if you fall out of that boat, the driver falls out of that boat, you don't have that on, number one, it's illegal for you not to wear it. Number two, you fall out and it's not hooked up, the boat's going to keep going. It's not just going to stop because you're not in there. So wear that. They work. I know I wore mine and I got too far away from the boat and couldn't crank it. Couldn't figure out why until I realized I pulled the emergency cord out. But That can literally save your life or someone else's.
I mean, well, you think about it, the motor's still running, you fall out of the boat, and it starts to size the circle or something.
Yeah.
Right. It runs over top of you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you're ate up in a frog.
So
who knows how that goes?
I was going to say, I'll tell you my butter safety story. Make sure you're sitting down inside the boat when you're running. We used to have a 16-foot Carolina skiff that would haul serious butt, and I mean some serious butt, but when you ran the motor full throttle, it almost seemed like the fuel pump could not keep up with fuel consumption. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And I mean just at complete and total full throttle. If you ran it a hair under, it wouldn't do it. But it would run for about 10 seconds, and then the motor would drop to an idle. And I was sitting up in the seat on the front deck, and Jordan was driving, and
I warned you. I said, hey, at least turn around.
You did.
You're facing forward.
And I had a few too many. That's why I wasn't driving. And he was going across the lake, and the boat motor went from full speed to an idle, and I went over the front of the boat.
And then it went right back up to full speed. I had to slam it in neutral and coast over top of you.
Yeah, luckily he didn't hit me with the boat. We got lucky on that one. I got lucky on that one. But, so, sit somewhere where if it does that, you're not going to fall out of the boat. You may fall into the boat, but you won't fall out of the boat. And I didn't have a life jacket on then either, and I probably should have. Though we had life jackets in the boat.
You got lucky in the water, but...
Oh, dude, and that was funny, because I could have swore that the water was going to be over my head. Where we were at in the lake,
And then I kind of went, because when I hit the water, I went to the bottom because I knew the boat was coming. So when I went to kick off the bottom to go back to the top, I kicked and I stood up. And it was like just over top of my belly button. And I was like, oh, it's not that deep. I lost my sunglasses for about 10 minutes. And then I'm standing there. Jordan's like, he comes back around. He's like, hey, where's your sunglasses at? I was excited because I still have my keys, my wallet, my cell phone. It's all in my pocket. He said, where's your sunglasses? And I had those Oakleys for so long. And I said, shit. Then I kicked my foot out to the side when I said it. And I felt my toe touch the back of the sunglasses strap.
Oh,
there you go. And I dove down and snagged them.
Dove down, leaned over and picked them up.
Yeah. You make it sound exciting. But, so it happens.
What about the time you sank that drum boat?
Woo! That, yeah. Well, talk about weight capacity.
Yeah.
I might have been 16, maybe.
No, we were 16. Yeah, I was 16. Y'all were driving.
Yeah, I had my truck. We had gone to the lake down from the house. We were going to go boat fishing at night. We had a 12-foot John boat that I paid $15 for in a yard sale. And I paid it back for that.
That motor ran.
Yeah. And I had a 5-horse game fisher on the back that was the loudest 2-stroke you ever laid ear to for an outboard, air-cooled outboard motor. You could not hear yourself think with that little 5-horse motor. But we were going across the lake, and we had one guy was sitting on the front.
Were you using all 5 horses at the front?
Oh, yes, sir. they're more like miniature horses. I don't know if they were full-blown stallions.
You use it all 5 of them.
So, I don't know what happened, whether there was a wave or something like that, but water came over the front of the boat. And the guy in the front freaked out because he got his butt wet. And he came to the back of the boat, the other two of us were. And with the weight of the motor, the weight of all three of us, the back of the boat went underwater.
Yeah,
and, the boat sank. We did, however, manage to recover the boat.
Did we pull that motor up, too?
Luckily, the motor was still on the boat.
Yeah, the boat motor was attached.
Luckily, we had built that huge, 2x4 plywood deck on the front of it, so the front of the boat
floated. So we could boat fish, yeah.
The front of the boat floated when the rest of it sank.
I'm not sure there was any foam in that John boat.
Absolutely not.
It was old as dirt.
It should have just filled up with water and kind of still floated.
But
even if the gunnels were just under the surface of the water, it still sits. You know what I mean?
They had to swim about 100 yards back to shore, go back to the house, and get the John boat you now see us in present day to go row back out and get that John boat. We managed to pull it back into shore.
We did have sail on that one. The one that we. $150, $200?
Sold it for $150.
Made money on that thing.
Yeah. Well, we had that thing for 3 or 4 years.
Well, when we bought it back, I took that boat fishing deck off of it, and I built a standard casting deck with a mount for a bow mount trolling motor on the front so you could mount a trolling motor off the front of it, and sold it like that for bass fishing.
I mean, that's all I use. I'm 15, brothers. I just throw them around. And it's enough. A little smaller lakes. I mean, I don't know if I will boom get out on the hair. I'm thinking about trying it on the calm day, though.
Bro, I found you a 16-foot skiff.
Yeah.
Not like Carolina skiff, like a fishing skiff.
Yeah.
But I'm $1,200. I ain't got a motor on it, though, but.
I can get one.
I've
got a buddy at work for
$1,800. There you go. It's a nice little fiberglass skiff with a casting deck on it. Brian sent it to me the other day.
I don't know. No, it's got a motor on it. One of my pilot trolling motors.
What?
Yeah. And it wants $1,800 for it.
I'll buy a troll boat right now.
Just for the trolling motor?
Yeah. That trolling motor's worth $1,800.
I can see if I'm getting a hold of it. Or I'll tell him on Monday if he's at work.
That makes a hole in the bottom of it.
No. He said it doesn't like the auto very well unless you put it in gear. I don't care. I'll sell the rest of the boat. I don't want the boat. I just want to control the motor. Yeah. I don't believe you. I've been kind of tossing around to getting it from him.
But Brian, what kind of boat and safety tips you got?
What? Well, I'm saving my big one, tip of the week. But just be careful.
What kind of safety tips?
Don't be drinking. I mean, if you're by yourself, don't be drinking. Don't be drinking and driving the boat.
Yeah.
My uncle's married into the family, so it's like his blood nephew was killed in a DUI accident. You know, so don't drink and be driving the boat. Just always be aware of that. Not only because it's illegal, just don't do it. Period. You know what I mean? It's like drinking and driving. It's
yeah.
The same thing. You know, it'll get you or somebody else hurt just as fast as it would driving a car. So don't be doing that. I understand you get out on the water and you want to have a couple of drinks, maybe. But if you're driving a boat, in my honest opinion, it's best not to have any at all. You know, or if you are going to do it, have somebody else with you that can drive the boat back. If you get, you know, have too much to drink, somebody else can drive you back. It's not going to be out there. It's a lot safer that way. And I understand being out on the water having a good time.
It's legal in an open container in the state of Florida. It's legal.
Like I said,
on your boat.
It's, don't overdo it. You know what I mean?
Be responsible.
Yeah. It's a whole lot easier. I mean, if you got you and your family on a boat, you know, fishing, or just out having a good time, I'm not going to tell you not to have like one or two beers. You know what I mean? If that's what you want. But at least have somebody there. If you have more or whatever, you have too much to drink that way, it's a whole lot safer.
So have a plan.
Yeah,
and
have a plan.
Absolutely. Share your plan with somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not telling them to tell them your fishing spots.
Tell people where you're going.
Yeah.
You always, anytime you go out, you need to have like a written out plan of like, this is where I plan on going. This is when I plan on being back.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, within this window.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
If I'm not, call me. If I don't answer, you know.
I usually tell my wife, I do the same thing when I hunt. I say, this is where I'm going. This is the area where I should be sitting at. If you haven't heard from me by, you know, in this time of year where it's lighter later, and I said, if you haven't heard from me by dark in some form, then, you know, you feel free to send somebody out and come find me. Because a lot of times at that point, you know, and I'll say later in the year when it gets darker sooner, I'll say, you haven't heard from me by 9 o'clock. Because there be spots where you don't have signal, and I got to walk back to the truck to get cell phone signal or get out of the woods. So, am I turning somewhere right here? I'll say, you know.
I wasn't even talking about that Volvo, but yeah, there's a Volvo right there.
I'll go to the other one.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard from me by 9 o'clock, since they got to find me, because I'm going to. Yeah. Call her and say, hey, I'm on the way home, or, you know, woohoo, I killed a deer. But you should have heard from me at some point.
Yeah.
And somebody needs to come find you, because you could fall out of your boat, and if you're not wearing that, you could get real unlucky, and the boat keeps going straight. Now you're there without a boat. You could be there without a cell phone, because I don't keep my phone in my pocket in the boat.
Yeah.
You fall out of the tree stand, you could not have signal. You could, hopefully,
on the way down.
Well, you could. You should be hanging from your
harness. Even then, you could lose your phone.
Yeah, you could. You had it sitting in your lap.
Yeah.
But
100%.
You let somebody know where you're going.
Yeah,
have that. They call it a float plan.
It's always It's always best to have that.
Have a spotter on your boat.
Yeah.
Somebody else looking, because it's not, you have a lot more blind spots in the boat than you do in a car.
Yeah.
So you should have somebody out in the front of your boat, towards the front of your boat, watching for you as well.
Always know what you're doing on that boat, too. If you don't, you need somebody on the boat that does.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nowadays there's so many people, you could have never driven a boat in your life and go to this marina down the street and rent a boat.
Yeah.
And rent a boat.
Well.
And they make you watch like a 5-minute video, and they're like, all right, here you go. Have fun.
Where's my money?
Yeah. Take off. And go. Yeah. And, you know, most of the time people only rent them on like busy
holiday weekend.
Yeah, holiday weekend.
And that's where you go, like,
the worst time.
Running out of the Homosassa River.
Absolutely.
Then you see guys hitting rocks. Watching, I know you've seen it just as well as I have. A lot of people hit Hell's Gate.
Yeah.
Hell's Gate is a.
Because you can run.
I'll explain what Hell's Gate is.
Yeah.
Hell's Gate is a gate to an old Spanish fort in Homosassa Springs.
Yeah.
That sits at high tide.
In a catty corner. Yeah.
Probably 6 inches under the water, maybe.
Yeah.
In a curve. And the channel markers guide you around Hell's Gate, but if you know the river, you can run Hell's Gate and run through the gap in the gate. And you'll have local guides that will run Hell's Gate to get around
traffic.
Yeah, to get around traffic. And I've seen multiple times where a local guide has run Hell's Gate and somebody in a pontoon boat thinks that that's the way they're supposed to go and turn right. And they will follow behind the guide. And
the guide knows where he's going.
That's right. And they end up hitting Hell's
Gate. It's not hard, because literally all you have to do is shoot the gap. I mean, run right in between the two posts.
Yeah.
But
somebody doesn't know where they're at.
Yeah,
exactly. And doesn't know where they're going.
Yeah.
You can see that.
You can see. I don't know. I can't tell any time to see people run through there and watch that motor. Bam!
Not the whole lower unit at all.
Oh, yeah.
And, I tell you this, you talk about what's that you said about a motorcycle, those people who have...
Oh, there's people who, there's three kinds of motorcycle riders. Those who have gone down, those who are going down, and those who lie about it.
And that's the same thing with people on a boat. There's three types of people on a boat. Those who've grounded their boat, those who are going to ground their boat, and those who lie about it.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
I may have grounded mine on purpose a few times.
Well, sandbars. I've hit a sandbar in my John boat, and you can watch the water, and you can see sandbars in the water when the wave breaks.
Yeah, most of the time it's like you said, where the wave's going
to
break.
They're a lot harder to spot in tidal rivers, which is where I hit mine. I've actually hit a sandbar twice. The second one I saw at the last minute and was able to cut the engine before hitting it. The first one I did not see at all.
Were you able to slide across it? Or?
The engine picked up a little bit and I kept going. I mean, it slowed me down, knocked Rylan over, but I didn't come off the seat. But because he was sitting down inside the boat, he just kind of fell over and then got back up. So... you got to watch out for that stuff. Just be careful. Be careful.
Pay attention.
Boats are dangerous. Boats are fun, but boats are dangerous.
Yeah.
Just like anything.
Well, like motorcycles. Motorcycles are dangerous, but they're fun.
Cars.
Anything. I mean, a lot of times, if you're careful, you know, if you have the proper safety equipment, a lot of things will go right for you. You know what I mean?
Carry extra.
And if you have a child under 13, your child under 13 has to wear their life jacket
while the boat is underway.
Yeah. That's what I'll tell them.
Okay. But,
yeah. Go down and come around and turn into it.
So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. Just be careful.
Be careful. That's
the main thing.
Yeah. And like I said, be careful and pay attention.
Always
do those things.
Food on you too.
Yeah.
Boat snacks. Boat snacks. Oh, speaking of boat snacks, where is it? Dude.
I was just going to buy boat snacks at Walmart.
Or is it Bass Pro Shop?
Oh, my God.
Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey Pecan Pralines. I had the regular ones the other day.
Son, them things are good.
I had the regular ones the other day, and they are excellent, dude. And so, you know, a lot of times things like that, you don't really get any flavor from the Jack Daniels. Those, you could taste a little bit of Jack Daniels in there. It's so good. It's pretty dang good. So, speaking of bug snacks there, Bass Pro Shop, you can get them there if you want. They're not a sponsor yet.
Yeah. You could have turned in there, but this works too.
Oh, they got a fence up down through there. No, there's a way right there. Okay. Anyway, I mean,
I always make sure you got plenty of gas in your boat too. Dad gum.
Yeah. We've been there more than once, right?
Yeah.
In your boat.
Oh, the boat's got plenty of gas.
Run out of gas.
We don't need to get it.
No,
I'm in the morning. Hey, should we put gas in the boat? Top it off.
Which size the one that has non-ethanol?
That's what you want, the non-ethanol. There's another tip. Put non-ethanol gas in your boat.
And if you can't put non-ethanol, they make...
Run premium.
They make stuff that you can buy. You can go in the gas station that you can pour in the ethanol gas. And
like
it'll...
fuel stabilizer?
Yeah.
That's what the thing about... When they put the ethanol in the gas, it breaks down the gasoline quicker than without it.
There it is.
The blue one.
And also...
Yeah, I'm going to go on the other side.
Like your car, truck that you drive every day, it doesn't affect it as bad. The ethanol doesn't. Because you're cycling that gas.
Yeah, it's burning.
More often, it's burning it off. It's using that gas up. But when you have something, a small engine, your lawnmower, your boat, your weed eater, things like that, it's a lot harder. It breaks down the hoses. It's just horrible for them.
All right, so we're going to cut you guys short a little bit early this week because we're trying to get to the water, and we're going to have a day of fishing. But if you don't follow the Instagram page or the Facebook page, do it. You're going to see some updates from us today.
Real quick,
we're going to do the tip of the week here. But follow the Instagram page, follow the Facebook page. We're going to do a little live video this morning and post some pictures of our day. And next time you're out in the woods on the water, man, remember, pick up trash, not only your own trash, but all the other trash you can find. We've got to keep our woods and waterways clean. It reflects better on sports in that way. So my tip of the week is always crank the boat before you get in the ramp. Because you don't want to look like an idiot. I've been there, and you're the one holding up the ramp because your boat won't start, trying to start it up, you know, just yanking and yanking and yanking and yanking and yanking and yanking, or just don't be that guy or girl, whatever. Start it now. Find out it don't work at the house. Fix the problem. Briar. And really,
always,
this should have been my tip, but I'm
always, always, always put the plug in the boat. Friday, I'm going fishing, right? And I get to the ramp. Luckily, I didn't get it in the water because I got out of the truck before I unstrapped everything to put the plug in, and I didn't have a plug. So always remember your plug. When I went to Walmart that morning and got one, I got two. I got an extra one to keep in the truck. That way, just in case, I got an extra plug. Jordan?
Yeah. Well, before I get my tip of the week, that was a scary morning for me, because I had just bought that boat, brand new. William called me. Dude, it was probably maybe 6 o'clock in the morning. It was probably because it was 5:30. He said, hey, where you put the plug in that boat? I'm just as calm as can be. I said, in the back, underneath the motor, you know, same place you could always put a plug. He's like, all right, where's it at? I said, in one of the holes in that, you know, false deck. He said, okay. This thing's taking on water pretty fast without plugging it. I'm like, what?
What's your tip of the week?
Always make sure you got your safety gear.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Now we have two throwables in the boat because I put another one in there before looking around to see if you put one in there.
There's a throwable in that gun.
Yeah, we saw it.
Yeah. Always make sure you have your safety. You're better to be safe than sorry, because you never know when something just crazy out of blue is going to happen, and it's one day it's going to save your butt having that safety gear.
Have extra stuff. Take a first aid kit. Take a first aid class.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the water and in the woods, help isn't as close. Take that extra step to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, and you know, you only have so many. FWC is not like, you know, your sheriff department. Not all your sheriff departments even have marine units. And FWC is not like sheriff departments. They don't have, a good-sized sheriff department probably has at least 100 guys. FWC, that one county that you're in, they might have three.
That's a pretty big one. They got three of them.
And there's a chance that they're on the other side of the county, and they're going to be who's, handling your voting accident. So.
Well, till next week, this has been episode 10 on the Pressure Outdoors podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Go over there and hit that far right-hand star. Tell us what you think. Give us your tips, tricks, a little bit of feedback. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. And stay tuned for some big news coming up here in the future. Till next week.